My dad went crazy. And you know what? We immediately began to understand each other. Before this happened to him, we couldn't communicate normally and only enraged each other. Well, he certainly enrages me, at least. He always only found fault with me. And now? Now, Dad is trying to turn me into someone I'm not. And it's so much fun. Albeit stupid. The day it all started seemed like the worst. I found out at school that my boyfriend, now ex, had cheated on me. We had been dating for only 4 months, but I had liked Nick since elementary school. And although I knew he was not worthy of me and a complete moron, I was very hurt by it. And everything was also drawn to him. I wanted to hurt him so bad. Kick him right between the legs as hard as I can. Or pour orange juice on his white sneakers. Or tell everyone how he really wet his pants when he dented his daddy's new Porsche. That would be harsh. But he deserved it. But I couldn't do any of it. I just didn't have the courage to show my emotions. So basically, blah blah blah, I felt so bad that all sorts of crazy thoughts popped into my head. I came home and turned on the music at full volume. At first, I nodded my head. Then I added my arms and legs. I was gyrating, jumping, rolling on the floor, howling and screaming, crying and laughing at the same time. And then, it turns out, my dad was home and was watching me the whole time. "Who's that singing?" he asked me. "Billie Eilish." Then I began to notice Dad walking around the house and humming Billie's songs under his breath. This went on for several months. And then it happened. I came home. The walls were literally vibrating from sound. I went up to the second floor and saw my always serious and often boring dad making faces in the mirror to Billie Eilish. Well, at that moment, we realized that we were playing for the same team. Dad went all in for Billie. He started wearing t-shirts around the house with her face on them. He sang her songs in the shower, followed her on Instagram. We would often talk about her music. And then, apparently once he trusted me enough, he took me to the basement. He had plastered all the walls with her posters and newspaper clippings. He had collected t-shirts, pillows, and mugs of her. "No, Dad, are you serious?" I thought. "You're not 13. I honestly told him that he had to hide at least half of it. Otherwise, Mom would see it, and it probably wouldn't end well. Then I saw a mug with Billie's face on it in our kitchen. Dad had brought it up from the basement, hiding the rest of his treasures in boxes, just like a child. Basically, Dad and I started hanging out more, and Billie was always with us. We listened to her at home, in the car, watched her performances, and followed her life on social media. I often wondered if it was normal that he was so infatuated. What if he goes completely nuts and starts stalking her? Psychos like that do exist, you know. One day, I found a whole mountain of new things in my bed. Huge shorts, oversized t-shirts, a bunch of jewelry. It was all Billie Eilish stuff. Dad had decided that it was time for me to update my wardrobe. Fine, I thought. There was actually some cool stuff in there. Something else that happened, I almost forgot to tell you. It's just awesome. Mom went on a business trip again, and Dad and I stayed together for the weekend. Then he told me that he had prepared something amazing for me. I was truly shocked. Honestly, it was too much. He invited a makeup artist over to make me look like Billie, and he recorded my reincarnation on camera. It's like I was on a reality show. A few strands of hair were dyed green so I could wear it like she did at the Grammy Awards. They did my makeup and even put in blue contacts, because I have brown eyes. I got long nails glued on. And then, Dad chose an outfit for me. It turned out, well, I don't know. Not bad, I guess. Then, I sang Billie's songs all night, and we laughed a lot. It's wrong to want to be like someone else. I know. But while Dad was making and continues to make me into Billie, I am becoming more and more myself. My real self. It was as if I woke up and let out everything that I was hiding. I am less and less embarrassed or afraid of thinking, what will others think of me? I just live and do what I like. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. One day, I went to school with these green locks in my hair and baggy clothes. Not because I was trying to be like Billy, but because I just felt so comfortable. Someone pointed a finger at me, but I didn't care. I showed them a finger in response. I got distracted in math class. I was just deep in thought and didn't hear the teacher call my name several times. I only snapped out of it when he stood right over me and loudly and rudely asked if I could repeat what he had just said. I just opened my mouth and burped. Was that about right? I asked him. You should have seen his face. Of course, I was sent to the principal's office. I was waiting for one of my parents to pick me up. Dad came. Our principal told him everything that had happened. And you know what my dad did? He suddenly let out such a loud burp that it could be heard outside the office. And then he laughed and patted the principal's cheek. Yeah, right, he said. Digestive problems aren't even problems. When I was in school, I was even considered a champion at burping. Not surprisingly, my daughter inherited the talent. And then the principal laughed, so the conflict was put to rest. I was bursting with pride for Dad. He had really supported me, and it was cool. We drove home, singing Bad Guy in the car. Mom, of course, was shocked when she found out. I honestly don't know if her patience will last much longer. She doesn't approve of my dad and I's friendship at all. She needs to stop trying to be such a prim lady and join our fun company. And while she is resisting, I am very glad that I found some common ground with at least one of my parents. It doesn't happen very often. Well, that's all for me. Thank you for listening to my crazy story. Oh, and my name is Amy, and I'm 16. And by the way, do you like Billie Eilish?
Hi, my name is Jace. I brought my girlfriend, Emmy, home for the first time a year ago. My dad immediately liked her. He put a hand on her back and said, "Welcome, girl." I was already dreaming that we would have a strong family. But everything turned out to be much funnier and more ironic than I thought. My girlfriend, Emmy, was just a beauty. Long legs, pretty face. Although the face could have been better. She had the demeanor of a little fluffy cat. Her body was simply amazing. She had been dancing for more than 10 years. When we were left alone in the bedroom, she always turned the light off with her foot. We started living together in the same house as my dad. Dad was on the first floor, and Emmy and I were on the second. So one day, I came home and saw Dad sitting with my girlfriend in the kitchen. And when I walked in, they started acting all nervous. They were discussing something quite expressively, but when I showed up, they got quiet. I didn't even think anything of it. Maybe my dad just liked a chat with my girlfriend. The next morning, I was taking out the trash and found this in the can. Strange. We always used protection. There was no reason to worry. Then why would someone in this house take a test? I decided to make a joke out of it and brought the test to my girlfriend that same night. She reacted with a bright smile, as if she'd been trying to prank me. We laughed, but then had a serious talk. She told me that she had taken the test because she had been experiencing strange symptoms lately. She also told me that the test was negative. We went to sleep. The day after that, I found my dad and my girlfriend in the kitchen, again. They were sitting there, looking very excited, and I started getting bad thoughts in my head. And what they told me shocked me. Emmy opened her mouth first, said, "Jace, I'm pregnant." I was both happy and upset, but Dad continued to look me straight into my eyes. The pause lasted an eternity. But then she said, "I'm pregnant by Ted." That was my father's name. How's that for a twist? My girlfriend was claiming that she was pregnant, not by me, but by my father? They had been hiding this from me for a long time. It was not the first month, and Emmy was already showing. They had already decided to tell me before it was too late. She had been in a relationship with my father for a long time, but Dad didn't want to upset me, because he saw I loved Emmy. But damn, I was not expecting that. Until recently, I had been sleeping with Emmy in the same bed, and now she had a relationship with the closest person in my life. How would you react to that situation? Write in the comments. I took everything quite calmly. If they wanted to be together, then fine. even though my dad is 37 years old and Emmy is only 20. I wished them happiness and finally moved out of my dad's place to my own house. Yes, I was renting a 37 square meter studio and working 8 hours a day. But it's better than listening to a baby cry and moan. And not just the baby, if you know what I mean. Everything was fine. But one day, Dad called me and asked me if he could spend the night at my place. That day, we both slept in my small apartment. Emmy had started driving him crazy. She had become aggressive and anxious. The baby always cried and was keeping him awake. What'd you expect? An adult life my not-so-adult dad couldn't handle. He started spending the night more and more often, and started drinking. And then, Emmy came to me and said that I should help her with the baby, because my useless father couldn't do it. How arrogant of her! My ex-girlfriend, who had already had a child with my father, was asking me for help, and boldly, at that. Basically, blame me or not, but I turned her down. Plus, I let that couple know everything I thought about them. I paid the rent and left for sunny California. It was the best decision. True, I have to start my life from scratch, but it's better than having to hang around a worthless dad and his sick girlfriend. Yeah, I know what you're gonna say. How could you? To which I will answer, to hell with them. They did this to themselves. Let them figure it out. And that's my story. Write in the comments what you all think about it.